Hello, it's time to celebrate the Beatles. Yes, the Fab Four from Liverpool. Yes, they're from the... I'll start again. They're from Liverpool. Did you know that?
What? Are they from Liverpool? I didn't know that. No, I thought they were from London or somewhere like that.
Yes, they're from Liverpool. Now, I got some news here. This was on the Beatles Story website. Well, actually, their Facebook page. Now, the Beatles Story is a fantastic museum. You have to pay to get in, which I'm not very happy about. But basically, it's a great museum if you're a fan of the Beatles. It's in the Albert Dock. They've got a Facebook page here. Look, it's facebook.com/Beatles Story Liverpool. Now, they've shared a link from something called Southwest Business. But never mind, let's move on. The story is that a man from Somerset has sold a recording of the Quarrymen to Paul McCartney. Of course, the Quarrymen was the band they were in, the skiffle group. They were in that before they were the Beatles. So quite interesting. Speaking of the Quarrymen, if you find yourself in Liverpool, at the sort of top end of Liverpool, sort of Edge Hill, Kensington area, by Liverpool University, you've got the university. Well, actually, let's go back a bit. You've got the St. Luke's Church. And you keep on sort of going up straight, sort of past the Philharmonic and Hardman Street and all that. And then you get to the Liverpool University. You've got the cathedral. You keep on going. You will sort of find the university hospital. And a little bit to the left of that, there is a house with a big plaque on the wall. And apparently, the Quarrymen recorded their very first song in that house. So the next time you're in Kensington or Edge Hill, that sort of area in Liverpool, near Edge Hill train station, have a look around for a house. It's just one house that's got the plaque, which says, in this house, the Quarrymen recorded their first song. I think the exact phrase is they cut their first single or something. But basically, it's all very historic. If you're a fan of the Beatles, I'm sure you will love that. And if not, then probably you won't.